Cambridge, with the Hudson's Bay set to begin the process of liquidating all but six of its locations on Monday. Local shoppers are making their final trips to the Cambridge Centre Mall location. Whether looking for last-minute deals or a piece of Canadian history, it's a somber moment for many residents as they browse the aisles. "I'm disappointed in seeing history being taken over," Alexa Adams said. "We're losing so much of our history. This is one that's been here for years." The company received approval on Friday from the Ontario Superior Court to start selling off inventory at most of its 80 Hudson's Bay stores, 3 Saks Fifth Avenue locations and 13 Saks Off Fifth shops in Canada. It filed for creditor protection on March 7, which revealed a dire financial state, but increased sales following the announcement allowed for 6 stores to be saved. The flagship store on Yonge Street in Toronto, along with the Yorkdale Mall location and Hillcrest Mall storefront in Richmond Hill, will remain open. 3 more locations in Montreal, the Carrefour Laval Mall and Pointe-Claire, K, are also scheduled to stay operational. Cambridge couldn't avoid the chopping block. As Susie Goncalves flipped through a rack of clothes, she expressed surprise at the eventual fate of the Canadian company. "I was shocked," Goncalves said. "I heard just a couple of the bays were going to close, but it wasn't a for sure thing. It's pretty sad. It's been around forever." Hudson's Bay becomes the latest business to close at the mall, joining Ardene, Stokes and The Body Shop, which have all closed within the last year. Morguard, the company that owns the mall, has done work to pivot. It rolled out a pop-up initiative, aiming to persuade businesses to take over spaces with less commitment attached in an attempt to think outside the retail box. Indoor activities like roller skating and go-karts have also been part of its strategy. Regardless, it's clear Hudson's Bay won't be in those plans and another big box store will need to be filled. "I felt very sad," shopper Judy Pasenik said. "I wish there was a way they could stop it, restructure and not just keep 6 stores open. Maybe go into a smaller format and less of what they've got in the store but the kind of things people are looking for." The liquidation will continue until June 15 with stores being vacated by June 30.